Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now I'm just got back from baby. We've been rolling all night long.
We're back 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Little Texas Blues bringing this back. Little ZZ Top. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Rick Newman. Rick is a columnist for Yahoo Finance, the author of Rebounders, How Winners Pivot from Setback to Success, a great member of our Brain Trust. Rick, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about a recent article that Rick published, Five Problems Obama Won't Mention While Taking Credit for the Economic Recovery. We just talked about some of the underclass, the swelling of the underclass, and some of that is systemic. It's part of the evolution of the global marketplace. Some of it is policy related. Rick, one of the things that you mentioned is something I've been talking about now for 6 or 7 years, and what you call Main Street being left out of the recovery. I've been talking for a long time. You and I've talked about this. You know, where is Main Street's part of the $85 billion a month that the Fed is pumping into the economy? The Fed swell their balance sheet from $1 trillion to over $3 trillion by making money out of thin air and pumping it into the so-called economy. But you know, if Main Street were getting that, I believe we'd be doing a little bit better out here on Main Street. What do you think, Rick?
Well, this is supposed to trickle down to Main Street, and it's the best tool the Fed has. I mean, believe me, if the Fed had a better way to inject money directly into small businesses or consumers' pockets, they would do it. Because, I think the Fed gets that to have a strong economy, you have to have a strong middle class that has money to spend. They get that, and they have talked continually about their concern about the high unemployment rate and the low growth rate.
But that's one of their mandates, Rick, but they haven't done anything about unemployment.
It's one of their mandates, but that doesn't mean they have good tools to accomplish it, and the fact is they don't. So the result has been a lot of policy that is meant to help Main Street. It is just taking forever, and it's not reaching a lot of people.
It's not going to reach them, Rick, because I'll tell you, I've been saying that their model was broken for 15 years. The problem is there was a time when you could inject money into the marketplace. If it found its way to Wall Street, it would eventually find its way to Main Street. That's when Wall Street was a leading indicator of Main Street. Today, Wall Street is merely a leading indicator of itself, and that's the problem.
That's right. So here's what the Fed has done for people. They have lowered interest rates, which has certainly helped people who have the wherewithal to do it buy cars and buy homes. I mean, that we have seen a great recovery in the car market and a pretty good recovery in the housing market. And they've also pumped up the stock market, which helps anybody who owns stocks or has a retirement plan and so on. If you fall below the threshold of having the money to buy a new car or a new house or a portfolio of stocks, none of that really helps you.
That's right.
And that's the problem. It helps the haves, and the have-nots continue to be the have-nots. It's worth keeping in mind here, Jim, that nobody ever said that the Fed alone was supposed to single-handedly bring the economy back from the brink of disaster. I mean, the textbook way to do it is through both monetary policy, which is what the Fed does, and fiscal policy, which is what the government does, whatever that fiscal policy is, spending or new policies or whatever. And that fiscal policy is the part that's been lacking. I mean, we've got a government in Washington that has done nothing,
right,
almost since the big stimulus bill in 2009. That was it. And they're not doing anything now. I mean, so, that turns everybody to look at the Fed and say they're not getting the job done. The Fed was never intended to get the entire job done. They're just part of the story.
Well, and you know, you talk about lowering interest rates. I report on two monthly scientific surveys of small businesses, the NFIB report and the Tatum survey, plus quarterly or so I do my own polling. And for years now, for 4 years at least, maybe five, small businesses predominantly are saying, we don't care what the interest rate is. We don't want to borrow money. It's because they don't feel like it's just the risk is justified.
And the big problem is nobody's revenue is going up. That gets to all these other problems we've been talking about. So when people don't have money to spend, small businesses take it on the chin.
That's exactly right.
We've got to remember, Jim, I mean, 2 or 3% or, 5%, I mean, that makes the difference between a good year and a bad year at a lot of businesses, and that's where we're at. We cannot get over a 1%, we can't get past a 2% growing economy.
And this is where your globalization comment in the previous segment comes in, because the many of the big companies that are listed on Wall Street, they're benefiting from record stock prices right now. They're able to spread their risk and their opportunity across the globe and move things around and minimize it. Small business owners, we're planted in the ground out here on the last mile of Main Street.
Yeah, you kind of sink or swim with the U.S. economy, don't you?
Which brings me back to what my big concern is, Rick. I believe that there's a stock market bubble. I really believe that there's going to be a reconciling coming up. I don't know when, but there's going to be. And the first time that the Fed eases off on their pumping cash into the economy, there's going to be something that happens. When that happens, the people on Wall Street who made all the money, they'll be just fine, but there'll be a crash of some kind, and Main Street will be hurt again. That's what I'm worried about, even though we weren't helped by the run-up.
I think you're totally right. I don't know if a crash is coming, because there are some things, underlying things in the economy that are going right. But we could certainly see a pullback. And you're right, Jim. The rich have got theirs. The Wall Street titans have got theirs. But if you're somebody who's depending on that 2% profit margin on Main Street, you're very vulnerable.
That's my concern right now. And that's the reason I say that Wall Street, we've got another problem, folks. As I've said before, we got collusion between Washington and Wall Street. And, it's just as clear as daylight is, and I don't know what we're going to do about it. It might take a revolution. Tintail right back with our good friend Rick Newman. We're going to talk about Obamacare when we come back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.